Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Mee, and I hope all of your trails are happy. We'll put our little records away and be back with community friends on the morning show next, well, after the ABC News update, which is courtesy of Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store in Spring Green, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 59 at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's sitting down for a rare meeting today with congressional leaders as a government shutdown looms. ABC's Ellie Pecorins on Capitol Hill.
Government funding requires 60 votes in the Senate to pass. There's only 53 Senate Republicans. So 7 Democrats are going to have to get on board with advancing whatever solution they come up with. And Democrats, at least for the time being, are very much holding the line. They're saying that they will not support this clean solution. They need to see some healthcare wins out of this if they're going to keep the government open.
Several mass shootings over the weekend in Michigan. A man drove his pickup truck into a church just south of Flint, opened fire, set the building on fire. At least 4 people killed, 8 wounded. 3 dead, 5 wounded in eastern North Carolina when a man in a boat opened fire on people who were sitting at a restaurant on a pier. And 2 were killed at an Indian casino along the Texas-Mexico border. That suspected gunman found nearly 200 miles away. This is ABC News. A shooting in eastern North Carolina has left 3 people dead, at least 5 hurt. It happened over the weekend. Police say a man on a boat opened fire on those who were sitting on a pier.
Many of the victims were visitors just here on vacation.
It's a pier where the end is, and his boat was right out there. And there's nowhere for anybody to go.
And investigators have charged that suspect. He's being held in jail without bond and is expected to appear before a judge tomorrow. The DA's office is considering the death penalty.
ABC's Faith Abube, Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man accused of shooting and killing Charlie Kirk, appears in court virtually today in Utah. Scandal-plagued New York City Mayor Eric Adams abandoning his struggling campaign for re-election. He released a video yesterday saying he was no longer a contender. That leaves Republican Curtis Sliwa and Democrats Zoran Mondami and Andrew Cuomo still in the race. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or to carry out.
Are you looking for the perfect gift or a little sparkle for yourself? Pam's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green is a full-service jewelry store with a wide variety of styles to fit every occasion. From engagement rings to timeless keepsakes, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help you find something special. Stop by today or give us a call at 588-2134. Pam's Fine Jewelry, where elegance and service shine.
Today's special word that you need to text in this hour from WRCO in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is snap. S-N-A-P. Snap. That is your word today. So download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send to that keyword, snap. This hour, you can also do that through 608-647-4155. It's part of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
High temps in the mid-80s today with southeast to south winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible late, a low of 55. Tuesday, partly cloudy and continued quite warm, a high of 81. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, a high of 77. Thursday, 80, and Friday, 84 degrees.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Have you been meaning to get a quote with Julie Karen State Farm? Maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliekarens.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community. Just like a good neighbor.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Motor Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is September 30th to October 4th, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House September 30th to October 4th at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Welcome to our morning show today on WRCO Radio. We're talking about the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, and we have its president, Christy Adsett, in the studio with us, and treasurer, John Eddington, as well. So we'll talk about some of the things that have happened and also some of the things coming up here as we close out 2025 and near October. Well, good morning, Christy. How did the wine walk go on Friday night?
The wine walk was awesome. We had wonderful weather. It was beautiful. The theme was suits and sequins, so we had a lot of people running around in some very sequined outfits, guys and girls, and a lot of suits. Everyone that I've talked to, business-wise and participants, really enjoyed it, had a lot of fun. They liked the idea of the trivia part. They liked the idea of, you know, where they had to get their game piece stamped. We made it kind of like a board game this time. And it was a lot of good interaction with business owners and individuals, which is what we were looking for. And it was just a really good night. It was a lot of fun.
How did the trivia aspect of that work?
So they had Ken Thede had worked with us, and he had gone around, to the businesses that were participants and asked them if they had he helped them contrive two questions regarding their business. So like for my store, Sunnyside, it was, you know, what business was in this building back in the 70s and 80s, which was Empire Drugstore or Rexall Drugstore. Well, that was one of them. And then people had the trivia sheet, business owners had the trivia sheet, and then they would go around and on the back of their map, they could answer that. That's where the interaction part came in. They could ask the owners, they could ask whoever, you know, if they needed help with those questions. And so that was kind of a talking point to get people start talking, maybe asking questions about the business, what they sold, making it more personable. Experience.
That's an excellent idea, because I was thinking as you're talking about that, I'm like, well, they can't Google that. Somebody that's young, they're not going to figure that out. But it brought up a conversation.
Then. Exactly. And that's the big difference. You know, I mean, when you talk about, you know, dying downtowns or dying retail, you know, I mean, what is the one thing retail, local retail can do that Amazon cannot? Be personable and give that connection, that personal connection. So, you know, yeah, so down the road when your kids need somebody to sponsor their soccer team, you don't feel so guilty about going in and asking that business owner because you have been a loyal participant in that business. So those are all, it's all good connections. Customer service is huge, you know what I mean? And so that's a really good start to that, you know, getting that connection and to go on to give good customer service. And normally you'll get the loyal customers in the end.
I don't think you could have had any better weather for the wine walk.
Oh, that was beautiful. I mean, you could walk around short sleeves all night, and it was just wonderful out. So yeah.
Perfect. So then that went well, and what's the next big outing? Do you have some things to do with this weekend's Color Fest?
Color Fest, we just normally kind of help Marty, Richland Tourism, with that. He's got the parade going Saturday night. We encourage businesses to, you know, decorate and things like that downtown, but... the big thing is the parade, and I know like Oakwood has their open house, and Wheels of Time is on this weekend too. So it's just, you know, the parade is a huge thing. And then it's homecoming this weekend too for Richland Center. So downtown will be very busy with two parades in 2 days.
Yeah, right. That doesn't happen. It did last year.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen every year.
No,
but
no. It seems like it's an ongoing theme lately. So,
It has to go along with the home football game
at
that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it will be fun. It'll be busy this weekend. And so far, we're reading a good forecast for
you
again.
Yes, that sounds like it's supposed to be good weather.
We'll
so
keep
that's
doing
a good
that.
Thing. Yes.
John Eddington is here as well. John, you're the treasurer. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Well, I grew up in southwest Wisconsin on a dairy farm with the family, a long time, long multi-generational farm. My family and I live on a farm also. We do finish steers, and we have a Christmas tree farm that we started. So eventually we'll be selling Christmas trees and hosting that event every Christmas period. My wife's a professor at UW-Madison, and I work for Community First Bank as a loan officer.
Awesome. How's the year been for Christmas trees? Has it been kind of dry?
Actually, we had a really good spring for all the new plantings, and it looks like we're going to have really good quality trees this year.
With Community First Bank, a member of the Chamber, why is it important to be a member of the Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, do you feel?
Just to be involved with the community, give back to the community, and you know, make sure that we're out there doing what we can to better the events for the individuals, for the people in town and in Richland County.
And you've been involved with the Chamber now for a little while, have you, personally?
Yep. It's been about a year. So it's a 2-year stint, and we look to continue to contribute to the community.
If a business owner comes to you, and John, and says, why do you think, what are the benefits? Why should I be a member? What would you respond to?
Well, they get recognition within our website. Also, we bring them in like the Wine Walk. We have members that we're hosting the Wine Walk, so their business was highlighted. People were entering in those businesses and being able to meet the owners, understand what the business does. And as Chrissy said earlier, you know, there's two trivia questions to help also understand the business more.
I'm guessing there could be a lot of trivia around the warehouse lounge, right? They probably didn't have any trouble coming up with something, did they?
I agree. So,
and that is open now, right, on Friday nights?
The 80 German Lounge is now open.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about that? Anything in particular, anything special coming up this fall there?
Great. It's a great place to go with your friends and relax and just unwind for the day and have a little beverage and great conversation.
Mm-hmm. They're going to do some, I believe, some night markets coming up in October and November. I think December, too. They're going to do two or three of those, I know, this fall. And the Chamber's helping with them, helping kind of with organization of that, getting some, you know, putting the word out for vendors and things like that. So,
and it won't be long. They'll be doing the Halloween scare
as
well, right?
Well, that's going to be a dance or something this year, I think they're doing. So I just saw it on Facebook, but but yeah, it's always a lot of fun. They get a lot of people to participate in that.
They do, like a scary rave or something.
Yeah,
like
that was the name. I couldn't think of the name. Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
That should be fun. You have some After Five events, John, this year. And could you talk about the next one?
Coming up is Edward Jones' Business After Five. Katie's hosting that. So there'll be refreshments for people, great conversation. So come on down.
And that is a place to kind of highlight the business with everybody else, you know, because you're all busy. You probably don't see each other that much during the day, do you?
Agreed. It's a great time to bring in and kind of show a customer appreciation for your customers and also identify and highlight your business for potential new people.
Yeah, networking. Mm-hmm. Christy, have you found them to be useful, the Business After Five meetings?
Yeah, they are. And I think the one thing that people need to realize, I mean, the events normally run like from 5 to 7 or 5 to 8. You know, I mean, you don't have to be there for the whole thing. The big thing is just to stop in. The last one we had was at VARC, and we had probably 35, 40 people at that one. It was very interesting because there was a lot of things about VARC I didn't know. And they gave tours and stuff like that. And like you said, it's a good chance to network. But then it was also a good opportunity to learn more about what that business actually does. And I didn't realize how many programs they have that they work for different ability individuals. So it was very informative. And everyone that I talked to at GON, they were just like, yeah, I didn't realize the VARC did all those things. So, but yeah, it's a good informational as well as networking opportunity.
I know you have Pumpkin Fest to plan for. That'll be a biggie coming up at the end of the month, October.
We work with, there's a Pumpkin Fest committee, and then the Lions. The Richland Center Lions are helping with that also. So that's the last weekend in October, the 22nd to the 26th. And the 22nd is when they do the pumpkin. They hand out free pumpkins if you need a pumpkin to take for decorating. And then the event really starts on that following Wednesday. And they're going to have this year on Saturday, Simons is having a run walk to go with it, as well as an open swim. Okooch Humane Society is doing a coloring contest right now. I think you can pick the forms up at the library. It's on Facebook. If you check out the Pumpkin Fest, Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page, you can find out what's going on. And there'll be activities going on Saturday as well, that last Saturday of the month at the courthouse. Looks like we might have a petting zoo and a couple, maybe a little food stands or a couple other things going on for kids' activities too. So,
as a downtown business, you probably see lots of people coming in from out of town. In fact, you had the murder mystery recently as well. That must have went over pretty well.
The murder mystery was crazy. How many people, I mean, Crime Stoppers did an amazing job. They were not for sure how big of a attendance they would have. You know, it was the first time they did it, but there was a lot of people, new people through the downtown. I would say there was probably 300-400 people downtown on Saturday. The number of people walking around was crazy. And then Sunday, you know, it was a little bit smaller, but there still was a lot of people, new people and people that were from the area, I would say, that I hadn't seen in a while. So it was a good thing. People were really excited. I had a funny comment on Sunday when we were open for it. A couple of the characters were sitting in my store and they were dressed in Western wear. And this couple, they were coming back actually from Driftless Music Gardens, and they live in Mount Horeb, and they stopped at the store to have breakfast. And I was talking to him, and the guy goes, is there like a horse show going on or something around here? And I'm like, no. I said, they're part of it. I said, nah, I would explain the whole murder mystery. And they're like, oh, that's really cool. And I'm like, yeah, you should, you know, watch the Chamber Facebook page and whatever. And I said, you know, they're going to have it next year too. So, but yeah, it was just funny, just comments like that from people. They didn't know they had just stumbled upon it. And they had been, like I said, Driftless the night before, and they just loved it. This was their second trip up there. So
Yeah, that's one of the key things. I was downtown, too, and it was funny to see people in costume walking around. If you didn't know what was going on and you're from out of town, it would be a shock to the system.
I told them, I said, we do have a few unusual dressers, but we have a lot more than normal this weekend running around because of the murder mystery. So I said, just don't be alarmed.
That's probably one of the things, you know, a challenge to trying to think outside the box to bring in new things like this so it's not the same old, same old.
Right? Oh, yeah, and you get a different group. You know, I mean, that murder mystery, there's people that follow those murder mystery weekends on different towns, and they go from town to town as groups and do that. And that's kind of the same thing when we did the trivia with the wine walk. There's a different group of people that go out for trivia all the time. And so that was, we were hoping to bring a new audience so maybe they would experience something different. And, you know, maybe they'll come back next year and do the wine walk, whether we have trivia or not. So, I mean, you're always trying to think of how can we expand this and get new people, because the same people, you can't. You know, I mean, you need to expand that circle, you know. Unfortunately, with life, you know, I know there's many of my loyal customers. Yes, I've lost over the years I've been in business, but you got to try to bring in a few more people. And, you know, and it's just an ongoing thing, trying to get, think of something new, thinking something that's a little different that's going to expand that audience.
Yeah. And, John, you kind of plant the seed with events like this. You hope that people will come back eventually then for something else, right?
You bet. That's, I mean, the Pumpkin Fest, this is the third year for that. So always trying to develop and bring in new ideas and new events to help the community, help the downtown small businesses, and to stay vibrant.
Mm-hmm. Do you network with other chambers to try and, you know, kind of work out what they have as ideas and maybe bring them back? Yeah.
We do look at other chambers and what they do for events. And also, you know, this past year, we worked with Spring Green and met with them to identify what they do, and we host our annual event for just the employees to try to brainstorm ideas at that location.
You've lived in other communities as well, you know, I'm sure. What makes Richland Center or Richland area unique, do you think?
Well, for one thing, it's beautiful. Being in the Driftless area, you know, we have just a beautiful area to live in and to explore. We've got in the area, we have canoeing, we've got hiking, biking, events like that. We have a great downtown with the small businesses with a lot of different opportunities for shopping there. And it's a tight-knit community. If somebody needs something, you know, we're there to help them expand.
Yeah, very much so. Christy, after the Pumpkin Fest, then, is that kind of the last big thing of the year, or are you trying to scheme for some sort of winter event?
Well, right now, Pumpkin Fest is kind of like the last big thing, but then we kick off, we do promotion for Small Business Saturday. We try to really promote shopping local. We have the Chamber Checks or Chamber Buck program, so you can purchase, and that's something we'll be sending out to a lot of the local business and stuff, you know, as an incentive for employee gifts maybe, or even individuals. You know, I mean, you can purchase chamber checks, and we have $5, $10, and $20, and you can purchase them and then use them at any of the participating chamber businesses. So, you know, anywhere from the locker to my store to J.J. Walsh, you can go buy jewelry. You can, I mean, there's quite a few businesses. You can go buy wine out at Wild Hills. There's quite a few businesses that are on that, and we've been expanding that more and more. But that's kind of like our really big promotion through the holiday season, just to try to encourage people to shop local and, you know, to support local business.
Do you make your Christmas list and give it to Kent and say, here's some chamber bucks. Go get me some jewelry, right?
I'm like, just surprise me.
Just surprise me. How does that work, Christy, from a business standpoint, you know, with the business bucks then? How do you get your money back when somebody uses
those?
So
they're basically like a check, and you get it, and then the individual that's purchasing from that business fills in the business name. And then, so if it's for $20 and your purchase is for $21.95, well, you would need to pay the $1.95 difference. But if you don't use the $20, you're not going to get change back. So that's why we did the smaller increments, because let's say if you went to my store and you just went and came and had coffee, well, maybe you had a $5 chamber buck. You could get coffee and a pastry, and that would basically take care of it, you know. And but we tried to make them so different amounts so people could use them in different circumstances.
Right. So then do you turn those in? Like, it's almost like somebody writes you a personal check?
Yeah, it's just like a personal check. So then the business just takes and deposit them with at their bank, and then they go through a separate checking account that we have for the chamber, and then John tracks that and how many we have redeemed and that type of thing.
That works out pretty slick, doesn't it, John?
It does.
Yeah, in terms of businesses, some are probably used more at some businesses than others, right?
Yeah, there's businesses that will promote it more and have greater opportunity to use it. but it's a great way to get customers into your store.
When will they be available again then? Have you got a plan for that?
They're pretty much available anytime right now. Oh. They'll start back, you know, we will start really promoting it probably November, first part of November, end of October, first part of November. We'll start putting promotions out about it. So.
But you're right. It's great for area businesses to get these for the employees.
Yeah, the hospital was a huge, you know, I mean, last year they bought a number of them for employees, so that really helped us out, get it going. But we had a lot of private individuals and even just small companies bought some too. So it was, and last year was our first year, so we've been trying to get this off the ground for a couple years, and we had been looking at the you can do a credit card like with it, but there's so many fees in that people were going to lose. And so that's why we were like, we're not going to do that. And then we could have did just a regular paper gift card type thing where we would have had to go reimburse the business, but we wanted the businesses to have access to the money right away. So that's why we did the check option. And I think Reedsburg does a check option too. We looked at a number of chambers around and kind of asked them what was the strengths and weaknesses of each thing. And then we decided from there, that's when we went with the check thing. So that businesses, you know, once they took that in, all they have to do is endorse it and deposit with their nightly receipts.
Isn't it hard to believe, though, we're talking about things going on in the last 2 months of the year?
Where the beginning of the year went, I have no idea.
I know it. Crazy. But looking toward the holiday season and everything. And then how often does the chamber meet?
We meet once a month, the second Wednesday of the month, and we meet at the depot. Our meetings are supposed to start at 4. It's usually a little after 4 by the time we all get there, and then they run till at least 5:30 sometimes. So it kind of depends how many things we have on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's welcome to attend them as well. So.
Oh, sure. And then looking ahead toward the future, I'm guessing, you know, you're already kind of planning for 26, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll have... starting in January, we have a retreat. We do an afternoon retreat. And last year, like John was saying, we went down to the Spring Green Chamber. It's a good chance for all the officers and board members to get together. We do some brainstorming, kind of plan out the year, what our goals are, and what are, you know, things we're going to emphasize. And then we develop a plan and people take assignments, you know, who's going to be the chair for the Taste of the Hills and who's going to be for different events that we have. And then we go from there. So
I know you've had the night markets in the past. Any chance those will come back then? Or?
That'll be something we'll talk about and see. I'm at this point, I don't know. You know, I mean, they were the first year or two we had them, they seemed like they were really well attended. And then last year, the attendance kind of dropped off. So, but then there were some other businesses that were having them too. And so then we thought, well, let them run them. Well, then a lot of them didn't do them this year either. So I'm not exactly for sure. It was fun. But like I said, our goal as a chamber, I mean, we're trying to be the seed starter. So if a business decides to do the night market, hey, awesome. Let them take it and run with it. You know, we don't have to do that. We have limited time and limited people. So we'll see. That'll be something that'll be talked about. You know, I mean, we'll have Taste of the Hills again in June. That'll always be a staple. You know, we'll have the wine walk in the fall. I don't know what we're going to do for the spring. If we'll do a wine walk, it's hard to do. I shouldn't say it's hard. It's just, it is very time consuming to do the wine walk. I'm on the committee and I'll just give a shout out to Jamie Walsh and, Shelley Ferguson are my other two cohorts that helped me with that. But it does take a lot of time Shelley goes around and gets all the businesses on board. And so it's just time consuming to get everything together. So the spring is always a hard time to find that perfect date with Mother's Day, Memorial Day, and everything in there. So I don't know what we might do something a little different this year. So.
And I know you went away from the baskets downtown, but I think a lot of people had good response from the flags.
Yeah, we did the flags, and then people seem to really like those. I mean, the baskets, I see them in other communities and I drive by, and I love flowers, so I'm always like, oh, those look so pretty. But I think the flags went over really well. Now Pumpkin Fest flags are up. And then the city will put up the winter decorations soon, too. So we've been talking, you know, maybe we'll do something else in the fall. We didn't do the corn shocks this year, but, you know, everything can change. I mean, it's just kind of, we reevaluate, step back and reevaluate every year to see what works and what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So.
And you're always open for suggestions, I'm sure, John, right?
You bet. If anybody has any great ideas you'd like to talk about, bring it to the chamber and we'll definitely entertain the idea.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, John?
Not at this point.
Great. Well, nice to meet you this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to meet you, Phil.
You bet. Christy, anything you would like to add?
The only thing I'd like to say is just a big shout out to all the businesses that were sponsors for the Wine Walk. We had a really good response. I think they were all happy with the response, and we really appreciate their support and their efforts, because it does, like I said, it does take time and it does take some money to do all that stuff. So thank you.
And it requires staying open later and things like that.
Yeah, so. Extra employees, and you know, we all try to make it fun and enjoyable so people remember it. So that's what it's all about.
Well, we'll probably see you Friday afternoon. The homecoming parade will be
stepping
around.
You'll be up a block, but I'll see you.
Yeah, sometime. I think last year we did go right in front of your building, so we'll kind of figure out the best spot.
And
then the nighttime parade on Saturday night as well.
Yeah, Marty will be downtown.
Yeah, and that's at 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
I think so. When it starts, it's starting to get dark earlier now.
Oh, it sure is. No
doubt.
It
doesn't take long.
Well, thanks for coming in, both of you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Richland Area Chamber joining us here today, Christy Adsett and John Eddington on this portion of the morning show. Coming up, we'll talk about another great event going on in the community this very weekend, the Wheels of Time.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care team.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Wheels of Time will be coming up this weekend. A great event for our area. It goes right along with Center Color Fest and everything else that will be happening this weekend. But joining us in the studio, Paul Posh and Bill Gear. They're both back again this year to talk about this big event. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you on with us here. Paul, this is how many? What is the annual event?
This is the 42nd year of the show.
Okay.
It started back in 1983. With Dan Schaefer and Mark Welty, they just decided to have a picnic on first nice weekend in October, and it just kind of has expanded from there to now it includes tractors, trucks, basically anything you'd like to show off, bring it down. We'll find a place for it.
That's quite a history. Are there any vehicles or implements or anything that has been there since the very first one?
We have discovered, or at least was brought to my attention, that Tom McGlynn has a little VAC case that's been coming there since the third show. So this will be the 40th year that that tractor will be at the show. I'm sure he'll bring it. He never has missed a show yet with it. So,
That's exciting. So it's really expanded. Of course, it's at the fairgrounds now after it was at Schaefer's residence there. And you couldn't certainly do it there anymore. I mean, it's a lot bigger now, isn't it, than it was then?
Well, it's... I don't know, maybe it is a little bit larger, but it makes it a whole lot better because the county fairgrounds is more handicap accessible. We have level driveways, blacktop driveways people can get around on very easily. At Danny Schaefer's, yes, that was very pretty with all the trucks and the tractors parked up on the hill. We can't fault that a bit, but we've all gotten older since then.
Yeah, just maybe the trucks and tractors have aged better than we have. I don't know.
I think so.
That's true. Yep. So you got some great things going on this year. Let's talk about some of the new events. What about this sawdust scramble?
Well, we were unable to have the pedal pull that we had last year because of conflicts. So we decided that we needed to have something for the young kids to do, so we're going to have a sawdust scramble. We've got some dry shavings. We're going to put down a tarp, and we're going to throw a whole bunch of quarters in it, and we're going to have divided into three groups, 5 and under, 5 to 9, and 9 to 12, as we're 10 to 12-year-olds. And they can go in there and find all the coins.
Is there a 16 over or not?
I suppose they could do clean up later.
We have clean up later.
And you're going to have some special events for people in the area to see and watch. Talk about the truck club drive you're going to be doing.
On Friday morning, starting at 9 o'clock, they're going to do a lineup. And we have a truck drive that goes through the county. This year, I guess it's going to go on out through Wildcat Mountain and end up at Rockton Bar up there for lunch, and then they'll come back to the showgrounds after that. Mm. And there's a $25 charge for that, which is donated to cancer research through the Pride and Your Ride show in Iowa. And our club has been a very firm believer in it, and even more so, we just lost a club member to cancer, so it's going to be more than ever that it's going to be in support of it.
Indeed. Hopefully people will come out and enjoy that. You're going to have great weather, and the leaves should be just optimum right now, right?
I would hope so. And you don't have to have a truck. If you want to bring your car or pickup or whatever, you're welcome to join in.
Okay.
If you got four wheels and goes?
four wheels it goes, or take a log chain if you need to get pulled in, right?
Well, that's probably true.
Somebody's usually got a chain and binder with.
And you're going to be doing this year, Bill, the tractor ride, aren't you?
That's a tractor ride. It's 16 miles this year, approximately 2.5 miles, 2.5 hour drive it would be, and anything's welcome. They can bring the tractor out the day of the ride and join the crowd, and if nobody has a tractor, we got a people hauler. We load people on and haul them around. And we like a $10 donation per person at riding or driving, and that goes to Grace.
So tell us the route this year, Bill.
It'll be headed through Richland Center, out Highway Q, to County Double Z, across the ridge there to Hidden Valley Road, down County A to Highway 80, and back into Richland Center to the fairgrounds. So.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice route.
Yes, sir. Yes. I try to change it up every year. So.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yes.
See a different part of the county?
And, that's right.
In area?
And that these flatlanders with the tractors find out what hills in that about.
Is there a miles per hour limit on that?
You gotta be able to go 10 miles per hour on the road. We try to maintain speed about 12 to 15, but those hills drag some of those tractors down. But we got to have something that's going at least 10 miles an hour to keep the ride running. So.
And this year, you're going to have a parade. Is that right?
Well, we've had one for the last 3-4 years out there.
3 years.
And we get guys that want to bring the tractors out in front of the grandstand. We get a ticket from them at the gate with what their tractor is and who they are and where they're from. And we got announcers speaking out there and letting everybody know who they are going through. So.
And what time is that?
That's at 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. So.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks are also allowed.
Trucks are
welcome to do the parade also.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's trucks and tractors.
Anybody who wants to participate is welcome to.
Yep.
If you want to walk through, we didn't even allow that.
Really?
Yeah.
But I can't go 10 miles an hour.
Well, that's a slow ride.
Oh, for the parade, I'm all right.
The parade is just real slow, I mean.
But I think for people that attend Wheels of Time, guys, I think that's a good opportunity to see these things moving and running, too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking at the weekend then, when does it basically start, Paul?
It starts Friday morning early. I'll be there early, so... We say the gates, I think, are open at 7, but there's usually somebody there before that. So anytime you've got a chance, you're welcome to come on out. And, even on into dark, if you want to walk around in the dark, we don't care. Just stay out of trouble.
That's right. And if you can't walk, drive it. We got a nice driving area out there. They can drive around looking at things. And that way you don't have to get on a vehicle if you're handicapped or something like that. Or we got...
And for those that do have trouble getting around, we usually have golf carts and side-by-sides available. Just say something to somebody at the gate that you need something, and we can usually find one for you.
You aim to please.
We aim to help out.
It sounds like.
It's no extra charge. You're welcome to use it, drive around for as long as you like, and just return it.
In terms of the trucks, I'm guessing they're coming from multiple states, aren't they?
They come from... 5 or 6 different states. We have from Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota. We've had some from Iowa.
Michigan. A couple guys coming in from Michigan now.
Yeah. So pretty much all over the upper Midwest we get trucks from.
And I'm guessing you get different ones, new ones every year, don't you?
We get a tendency to get different ones. Either somebody will sell the one they had and they'll get a different one, or they'll just acquire another truck that they got to bring and show it off to everybody. So, it's an ongoing thing, and they just love this show because it is such a pretty area in Wisconsin. And this truck drive has gotten to be really big with the club because, it gives them an opportunity to get out and drive around through the hills we kind of choose a route that we kind of discourage trying to pull your trailer with because some of the route gets kind of tight on the corners.
Yeah, because didn't you say Wildcat Mountain area?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little, if you go on the right route there, that's a little bit.
We had one driver 2 years ago. He didn't want to unhook his trailer, and we said, okay. And they went up through a stretch of road, I think it was over at Gaze Mills. And when he got back, he says, I wished I'd have left the trailer at the grounds.
I can relate to that when we used to ride the bus, you know, to those games, either up to Brookwood, Ontario, or over in that direction. Felt like the back end was meeting the front end on the corners there sometimes.
Sometimes. So. And in a semi with a 53-foot trailer, it's even more so.
I bet. It's going to be fun. So I know you've been a part of it for years. What's your favorite era of trucks, Paul?
I think they're all really neat. It always amazes me to, you know, to look at some of these older trucks and realize that there was people made a living driving these coast to coast at 25 miles an hour in some of this terrain. I mean, the world economy record is held by a GM vehicle that drove from New York to Chicago and back. And for fuel economy, the average speed was 20 miles per hour, and it's still the best fuel economy out there. And it just amazes me that, you know, it was not an easy job.
No, not at all. And the sleepers, you know, that they have now are a lot different than what those guys went through back then. Right?
It's almost like being at home in some of these sleepers. I mean, they got stoves and refrigerators and showers, and, you know, it's just amazing what they got in sleepers. And lots of times in the older ones, you had this little shelf that wasn't hardly wide enough to lay on behind the seat in the cab, and that's where you slept.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. And they didn't have the hours limits like they do now either.
Oh, heck no. You drive till you couldn't, and then maybe you'd pull over and sleep a little while, and then you'd get back in the seat and go again.
Right. Yeah. When you hear 6 Days on the Road by Dave Dudley, you kind of get the picture of what it was like back then.
Yeah, that's back when you were earning it.
Yeah. Earning your living. It's kind of the same thing with tractors, Bill, isn't it? They're a little bit more comfortable than they used to be.
Yeah, they're a lot more comfortable. This year, we're talking, and we probably have a new Case International sitting out there compared to what the old ones are like.
A brand new one?
A brand new one. Wow. Johnson Tractor has said that they would bring one out for us this year. This year's feature is J.I. Case, so we thought it would be good, nice, have a new Case out there. So
put them side by side with the McGlynn VAC. that's interesting how things have changed over the years, no doubt about it. I think the other thing is, you know, the trends, you know, because it seems like the vehicles that you grew up with, whether it's a truck or tractor, Paul, that's kind of what you are drawn to, and probably seeing like newer things coming into the show now, aren't we?
Oh, we see a fair amount of newer ones coming in, yes, but we also see a lot of the really old ones coming in there also. It's, you know, we get an occasional new truck, which we welcome. You know, we don't care. If you like it, bring it. Old, new, we don't care. It doesn't even have to run. Chain drive, drag it in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep, that's the way tractors come in. Sometimes they get dragged behind the next one coming in, just to be shown there. And maybe next year comes, we won't even recognize it. They got it all rebuilt and running again. So,
mm-hmm. So. Yeah, some right from the field sometimes.
And they come right from the field. So, especially mine.
Yeah, still working.
So
we appreciate that. Wheels of Time this weekend. We'll take a final break and come back with a few final notes on that event in just a moment on the morning show.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety
runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stock with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Paul Posh, Bill Gehr are here to talk about Wheels of Time this very weekend. They brought to me a really nice hat, too, a commemorative hat. Yeah. Where can a person buy one of those, Paul?
They'll be available at the show. Probably near the pie stand. You'll be able to talk to one of the ladies at the pie stand and get one. We're selling them at our cost, basically, at $15. They're embroidered. They're not printed. And they're just really nice hats.
Quality. What kind of tractor, what kind of truck are those modeled after?
When I picked that out, I tried to get the most nondescript tractor image and nondescript truck image as I could, so I didn't have to listen to everybody, well, that's an International, or that's a John Deere, or that's a Mack truck. I was trying to get the most nondescript, but it would still look like a tractor and a truck.
I think you've done a good job. Yeah. Right. I was trying to identify that. I don't know, maybe a Ford? I don't know. But on that tractor?
No,
you don't think so?
Well, it could possibly
be. Yeah.
Right. I wanted it nondescript.
And it is.
It is.
Well, tell me about, you're going to be doing some threshing this weekend. How fun is that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anybody who lived through the threshing series, they know it ain't fun. But
well, fun for us to watch.
It is. Fun for the...
You got the bundles, though, Bill. That's going to be a little hard.
Yeah. Right? Tom McGlynn, our chief... Thrasher machine guy.
Straw boss.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good job. He knows the Amish up by where he lives, and he talks with them. They usually give us wagons load to bundles to thrash. Well, this year we got 3 loads to go through. Normally we have 2, so we're going to have a couple long days of thrashing out there. It starts around, I believe, 1 o'clock on each day.
12:30 to 1 o'clock. It depends upon when they can get the thresher running.
Okay.
Well, if anybody wants to come and watch, it's quite a thing setting up the thresher and getting the belt straight
up.
And I mean, it takes quite a while some days.
And if you want to participate, we can probably find you a fork to help throw bundles into the threshing machine.
I guarantee there's forks out there, and there's probably one that will fit your hands. Cause
really?
Tom brings about 4 forks, and I bring a couple more with him. So.
That is hard work, and I remember just as a youngster watching it, I remember hearing stories about threshing and then what the threshers would eat for lunch, too. You know, so, there's going to be plenty of food out there to eat, right?
That's the food.
The 4-H'ers are once again doing our food stand, and they do a wonderful job for us. I can't say enough how great a job they do. It's burgers and brats and hot dogs, and they usually have beans and
pulled pork. And sometimes
I don't know what their menu is this year. Got to come out and see, but they always have a wonderful menu. We have the pie stand, which is what actually pays for the show that the tractor club runs. So buy a piece of pie. That's what pays for the show. That's the reason we don't charge any admission at the gate. So this is real family friendly and affordable to bring all the kids and the grandkids or whatever you want. Bring them all, and they can get through the gate free.
There's nothing better than homemade pie, though.
That's right.
For a treat, right there.
Yep.
The other thing you should do, you should probably have a scavenger hunt to see who can find all the zerks on that threshing machine, because I'm guessing, Bill, that's quite a challenge.
I don't know.
There's a lot of them, huh?
There's a lot of them. I can ask Ray Swenson. He knows where they're all at. He's been doing it for many years. This year, we're going to have a case thrasher coming in also.
Oh, okay.
Tom owns one, and he wanted to bring it out since it's cases this feature out there. Okay. So I said, bring it out. We'll give it a try and see what it does. So.
What is your belt tractor? Do you choose that?
Well, it'll probably be a case. We got a number of people to bring case tractors in, and you know, so we're happy to do it.
Usually a guy from Potosi down there brings his cases up, and we find one that lines up for the belt. He brings the tractor and the baler up, or we bale the straw up too. So, and anybody wants to come give us a hand throwing bundles, a fork and straw, you're welcome to it. So
what do you do with the straw then?
The Amish and take the straw back and the oats all back. So,
the Amishman does the part of getting it cut and loaded it on the wagons, and then we thresh it, bale it, bag it, and take it back to him. The threshed oats and the straw bales back to him, so he don't have to have a thresher come into his farm, but he gets the job done anyway. Yeah.
Both of you benefit then. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. It's quite a deal out there. So.
And I know you've kind of publicized this for a wide area, Bill, but hopefully a lot of case owners will come in.
Well, hoping for it. So, and talking with Tom, he's in contact with many of the case dealers around, people with him. And he says he's been hearing as probably the publisher from the Case Magazine would be out taking pictures and interviewing people out there that day. So he don't know for sure, but that's the plan. So
awesome. The trends, you know, I was talking about that earlier. I was talking to a young man over the weekend at a wedding, and he said he just restored Alice Chalmers, and this guy's probably in his 20s. Yeah. So maybe there's hope. Are you seeing some younger people getting involved, Paul?
Yep. We keep working at it, and we keep trying to do as much as we can. I've got at least two of my grandsons hooked.
Good.
They've been driving me nuts all week trying to get tractors out of the shed and running so they can take them down to the show. I got word that two of them are coming down tonight already. So.
Wow. And how many vehicles do you think you're going to be providing the show?
I don't know. If my grandsons have their way, it'll be 8 or 10 anyway.
And they won't all be green, will they, Paul?
No.
Go broke buying batteries for everything.
Yeah, right? Batteries is always a big item. I think I'm going to make them have to pull a couple batteries and take them back home to get some more of them in.
Cheaper that way.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Now, are you seeing trends with tractors as well, Bill, as far as newer ones coming in, or maybe not so many?
More newer ones, but we still got the old favorites coming in out there all the time. And, I mean, we're welcome any more out there. I know a few guys got some older farmers out there. I wish I see them at the show. Same way with the Olivers and that. The people out there have them. We welcome them out there. I mean, they're worried about, do we have a place to put them undercover? Yes, we do have a place to put them undercover if we need to put them under. We got access to several buildings out there. We can put stuff undercover if we need to. So,
I remember some of these tractors. We were talking about Deutz during the break, but I remember seeing a Deutz demonstration when they were brand new back in the day, and I understand some are going to return to the fairgrounds this year.
Well, we've been having a grandson of one of the members that he was kind of an outlaw in the McGlynn family, that they all had Case and everything else, and he always collected Deutzes, and the last few years his grandson has continued bringing them out even since his passing. So last I heard from him, he was going to bring them again. So I hope to see him. And would also like to mention that anybody that has toys they'd like to exhibit, we have the display cases there inside the building that you can set up a toy display if you'd like to. If the women would like to show something, they're welcome also. That'll be inside the 4-H Connection building there where we have the space available, that it's undercover, and they can set up a display if they'd like to.
Mm-hmm. We got lots of display cases from the fair that we use out there, and some years we have them clear, all full, and sometimes we wish we had more out there. So mm-hmm. We got some people that do have quite a collection of tractors and toys and stuff like that. So
hopefully they'll bring them out this weekend.
Yes.
Hope so.
Again, the important times. What time is your truck club drive on Friday, Paul?
9 o'clock is when lineup starts.
Uh-huh. And the tractor drive on Saturday?
Lineup starts at 9 o'clock. We leave the fairgrounds at 9:30 that morning.
And people along the route can honk and wave.
Yep.
So
take pictures wherever you want.
Sure. And I think, too, as an owner of some of these vehicles, Paul, it's real rewarding when somebody comes up and strikes a conversation with you about them. Right?
Myself and anybody there, if you come along and ask questions, they'll give you answers. They may not always be right, but you'll get an answer.
Yeah, somebody could be sitting there. Stories will go all out there well.
Yeah.
and all kinds of stories.
Yep. Yeah, I know. That's what it's all about. Well, thanks, gentlemen, for coming in. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you for having us, Phil. Yep.
You bet. We'll keep reading you a good forecast, too. Hill Country Classic Power Wheels of Time show this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Thanks to Paul Posh and Bill Gear for being our guests.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one.